This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com.
Let's talk about David Brady's exchange with Robert Samuelson. He's a columnist from the Washington Post. Did you guys see this?
Yes.
Here's the backstory. Samuelson publishes an op-ed in the Washington Post. Don't deny the link between poverty and single parenthood. And he takes on our colleague David Brady from UC Riverside. And if you know David, he's no pushover.
Nope.
It was quite an exchange. It's just something else. So let me go. Okay, so first the Samuelson article. So he paints David as having a policy agenda that I think he accuses him of like wanting to manage public perception of single mothers or like whitewash the single mother issue. He basically is arguing that, I have his points here. He's suspicious David doesn't use official poverty figures, right? And then he gives some quote by Brad Wilcox about how kids who are raised by single parents have poor outcomes. And then a kicker about how white people have fewer single parents. And like there, ladies and gentlemen, is like, there's the package. Okay, now first of all, like Samuelson clearly isn't up on what anybody who's studied the poverty line has known, which is that the traditional poverty line is ridiculous. You guys know how they determine the traditional poverty line, right? They took the price of food like in 1958, they tripled it, and they've just been updating it based on inflation since then.
Mm-hmm. And so they don't even adjust for like regional differences, right? So
nothing. They have one rate. It was the cost of food in like 1963 or whatever, multiplied it by three, and that's how poverty is determined. And Robert Samuelson is like, well, that's suspicious because we're not using three times the 1963 food diet price. And like, so David's follow-up was hilarious. Like, it turns out Samuelson asked David for his article and all the criticisms against it. And like, he had an acrimonious exchange, which I bet it was acrimonious, and I bet I would have enjoyed being there. But like, I don't know. I'm just blown away. You know, it's something that's a little more in my wheelhouse, and I know of Robert Samuelson, but like, that's some lazy, poorly informed stuff coming out on the pages of the Washington Post.
Yeah, and also, too, he clearly, I don't even know if he even bothered to actually read the argument in that article to begin with, or to even try and understand it, right? Because, like, what David's trying to say isn't that what he's saying is it's not single parenthood in and of itself. It's the policies that we have in place that actually seem to like punish single parenthood, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's just that it's a tricky issue in that what David is arguing isn't that being a single parent is correlated with, you know, he's not denying that being a single parent is correlated with poverty, which is obviously true. He's denying that the kind of like prevalence of single motherhood correlates with the overall poverty rate. And so because people are familiar with thinking about it as a micro issue, and the evidence does go basically the way Samuelson thinks it does as a micro issue, he's assuming it goes the same way as a macro issue. And the whole point of David's research is that it doesn't. But that is a legitimately confusing issue. Although, nonetheless, once somebody explains it to you, you should try and figure out why they're explaining it to you rather than just saying, thinking about it. And assuming that the micro issue will, you know, obviously and linearly scale to the macro issue.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I read his argument closely because usually I don't read newspaper op-eds closely. And like, just the argumentation is so flimsy. It like starts with a character attack and then he's like purposely dense about something that like is general knowledge in poverty research. Like a master's student should know it. And then it's like, then some racialized bit at the end. Like, I just found it patently lazy. Like, I mean, I'm surprised that like a national newspaper would post something so dense and poorly argued.
One of the things that I found interesting when I was reading David Brady ethering Robert Samuelson on Twitter was the one point on the kind of Twitter chain where he mentioned that Robert Samuelson said that he was too old to read Twitter himself and that David Brady should provide him the tweets that critique his work. I found that to be kind of interesting.
Well, I think this is one place where we can take inspiration from the president, who shows that even elderly people can use Twitter with, you know, aplomb and verve.
And brio, I would say.
That's right.
Well, my respect to David for not putting up with stupidity in speaking.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.